It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, how's the outdoors going right now?
Oh, wonderful. I am basking in the sub-zero sunlight and enjoying the beautiful morning. We had a temperature this morning of minus 14, which under different circumstances would be the coldest temperature of the week, but it was not the coldest temperature of this week. We had some really great temperatures. Way back when it first started about a week ago, I mentioned how when we get these sub-zero days day after day, it rarely goes over 4 days. Usually that's what I count on is 4 days. Well, that's pretty much what happened here. It started on Saturday evening. We slipped below zero. We didn't come back above zero until about midnight Tuesday. So that's all day Sunday, all day Monday, all day Tuesday. Somewhere around 80 consecutive hours of below zero. We bottomed out here at my house at minus 35 one morning. Another morning was minus 30. And so, yes, welcome to mid-January. This is the beginning of the last week of January. And I am really watching carefully that we can do something that hasn't been done in the entire year of 2024. And that is, we are right now quite a ways below normal for temperature for the month. We are, as of this morning, about 6 degrees averaged for January as of now. And this compares to the normal of a little over 11 degrees. So there's a gap there. However, according to the forecast, we may be getting some moderate temperatures coming up this next week. I'm hoping we stay below normal. And like I said, that never happened in all of 2024. It almost did. The month of June was pretty close to it. But the rest of them, no. We were above normal in all of them. So I'd like to see some below normal. Also, we did get some snow this week. It wasn't very much, depending on where you are. At my house here, I think maybe we got about an inch of snow. But it was a nice, dry, powdery snow. And added to the snow we already had, it made for a nice covering and for good animal tracking. And so my walks since then, I've been able to see that a lot of animals, despite the cold, have continued to be active. That is an interesting thing. The activity that I've been seeing every day with their tracks are especially deer, the canine, members of the canines, and the little ones, the shrews and mice and voles. They have all remained active, along with the squirrels. Well, the squirrels are out in the daytime. The rest of them are pretty much out at night. What's going on with deer, I think they are just plain hungry. And so they are constantly on the lookout for something. We did not have a big acorn crop this year. We did have quite a bit, but not as big as some other years. And so they're maybe not finding as much. So they are on the move. They certainly have discovered my bird feeder. In addition to that, the canines, foxes, coyotes, I see their tracks every day, no matter how cold they're out there. Why? Because this is their breeding season. And they're going around and they're defending their territory and they're scent marking their territory. And so the tracks are constantly out there. With the smaller ones, the mice and voles and shrews, they take advantage of the recent snow we had and they are moving around under the snow. They're probably handling the cold better than the rest of them. In addition to that, I've seen some real changes at the bird feeder. I had for the last 2 months when I've been feeding the birds at about 2.5 months, I have noticed what I call the same seven. They show up every day. That's the turkeys, black-capped chickadee, white-breasted nuthatch, blue jay, and then three kinds of woodpeckers, downy, hairy, and red-bellied. They're just a consistent every day. The only time they didn't show up is when we had our mild spell back a couple of weeks ago, about when it got temperature up into the 30s. Then they don't bother to come. Otherwise, they're there every day. Well, with the cold, a few others moved in. I was surprised one day to look out and see two mourning doves feeding with the turkeys. And then there was a red-breast nuthatch along with the white-breast nuthatch that came to the suet. And then there were three kinds of finches that showed up, purple finch, goldfinch, and redpoll. The redpoll didn't stay, but the other two did, and they kept coming back. And one day I had more than a dozen. So it's really nice to see that. I think that was a result of the snow and the cold. They started looking for other places and discovered my place and decided to come in for at least for a while. How much they will last, I don't know. I have seen years where finches don't show up until February. And I've seen years where they start off with just a couple, and pretty soon that grows to dozens of them. And then they're just the opposite. They end quickly sometimes. So I don't know what to expect with that. But it's interesting watching. But when it comes to bird feeder watching, some of the most interesting watching has happened after dark. I have been feeding flying squirrels for weeks, and sometimes during the cold, only a few showed up. But when it got a little bit warmer this week, wow, did they show up. It was very hard to count them. They are extremely active, but I estimated one night of 15 of them showed up. They're quite gregarious critters. And yeah, they're only active at night. We may never see them, almost never see them in the daytime. So those things going on. Other things of note, this is the year of owls, as that's been in the news recently. What's called the eruption, owls coming down from the far north because they can't find a lot of food in the far north. So they come down here and do some searching. The two that have been getting the attention are the one very large one, the great gray owl. Great gray owl is an impressive bird to see. If you ever have a chance to see it, go out and take a look. They are really an impressive bird. Biggest owl in North America. However, they are not the heaviest. There's a lot of fluffy feathers in their body. That's how they deal with the cold. And they are owls that don't have the ear tufts sticking above their head like the great horned owl does. It's mostly living up to its name, great gray owl. They hunt in the daytime. A lot of times they'll sit around at the edge of roads and so forth where they can see what's going on. And then they hear movement under the snow. So that's one of them. Another one is a very small one, the boreal owl. Boreal owls are a bird of the boreal forest. And we don't see them very often. I've never seen one, I don't think, in the summertime. We see them, if we see them at all, they come down here in the winter. And once again, they're hungry. They may be hunting in the daytime. But they're a small owl. They're only a little bit bigger than you could hold one in your hand. They're nice and small. The third one that might be showing up is hawk owl. Hawk owl is kind of a medium-sized one. And yes, it acts and hunts like a hawk, but it is an owl. And then there is the fourth one, the real noticeable one called the snowy owl. So this is the year of the owl. We're going to be seeing them for a few more weeks. They're hungry. They're coming down here. They're looking for food. So don't be surprised. If you're driving along a road somewhere and see a big bird at the top of the tree, stop and take a look. It could be great gray or any of those other ones that I mentioned. Snowy owl is not likely to be in trees, but you maybe see them anyway, especially in more of the open land. In addition to that, the crows and ravens continue to be active. I continue to see the tracks of both of the two because they will often come down in the snow to find something. They're very good at finding food. So, yes, we are going into the last week of January, and we will see how it's going to go out. Anyway, it's been a great month. I've really enjoyed it so far. I look forward to more, and hopefully, according to the forecast, we'll get some more snow to go with it. Yes. So take care, enjoy, have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.